Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we've heard of Gilligan's Island and Hamilton Island. You've got a big competition in Mind Food this month.
We certainly do. And, you know, we have never run a competition like it. You can win a tropical holiday to Hamilton Island, so you can go and sample qualia, and you can play travel writer. So while you're there,
cool is that?
I know, and then comes back, it gets published, we film you, it's all that stuff. So it's fun. Three different ways, a family fun getaway, a luxury romance retreat, and food lovers escape. So it's very cool.
So for more information, they just go on to mindfood.com.
That's right. And enter, and all the terms and conditions are there.
And with us on the line, we've got Alistair Waddell, who is the head chef there of Qualia on Hamilton Island.
Hello, gentlemen, how are we?
Now, you have come from a place that I went and did a travel story on many years ago, Glasgow, and I've got to tell you, I had some of the best food in Europe in Glasgow.
Yeah, there's a very good food scene there, and it's been up and coming for the last probably 15 or 20 years, and there's some fantastic restaurants in Glasgow and particularly in Edinburgh as well at the moment.
So you've moved on from haggis.
Yes.
Do you know what I love the most about it, though?
There's just not a market for it here.
Yeah, what I love the most though is they really use the seasonal produce, you know, like right across Scotland.
Yeah.
So whether it was the small islands or wherever, they really used it and used it really, really well. Is that something that you do in terms of a philosophy at Qualia?
Oh, 100%, yes. Yeah, it's one of the most important things as a chef. You know, you need to use produce that's from your own area and is seasonal to get the very best out of it.
Because you're heading up into the tropics, I imagine your menu is quite tropical.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it has to be light and nice and fresh, you know, especially when it's summer and it's hot at times like this. You know, it has to be light and not too heavy. Don't put too many starch, not too many heavy carby dishes on the menu.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything's a product in its environment and it has to reflect where you're cooking.
And where do you get your inspiration from? Because I know Qualia's been going for about 5 years now, you know, and I guess living on an island, it sounds so ideal. But from you, day in, day out, where do you get your inspiration from?
I guess it comes from everywhere, you know. I mean, you look around you at the waters outside, you know. So right away, you're always thinking about the seafood, and you know, you smell that nice fresh sea air. So you know, you get a lot of elements of that in your seafood dishes, and you know, there's a lot of plantation on the island as well, which gets you, you know, thinking, looking at how the nature comes into your food, you know. Being here, you know, there's a lot of fresh fruit that's available as well.
Yeah.
And we'll use a lot of seasonal fruit in main courses as well as savoury dishes.
So what's your favourite dish?
My favourite dish? Oh, you've got me on the spot. at the moment, I've got a brand new coral trout dish that's on the menu, and it's the influence from that basically came from the sea. And we've got a new Australian wakame has started to grow in Tasmania, so our fishermen sourced that from us. So that's quite a new thing in the last year for Australia, having their own wakame seafood, the specific type of plant. So there's elements of that on it. There's some texture from crunchy buckwheat. We use mussels to make a nice froth, so it's got again elements of the sea coming in there, and we use some coastal plants such as saltbush and samphire. So that's probably my favourite dish at the moment.
Wow, it sounds beautiful.
It's funny, when I think of your homeland, I very rarely would think about seafood, but seafood is a big stable part of your diet.
Of course, you know, the shellfish in Scotland in particular is absolutely fantastic. Scallops, langoustines, lobsters that we used to get were absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I think that's one of the best in the world comes from Scotland, definitely. You know, however, the produce you get in Australia is what I'm really passionate about, you know. And every day we'll uncover new products we've not used before, or similar products, and it's fantastic, you know. It's such a diverse culture.
Mm. Alistair, thanks for your time today, and for bringing Qualia life on the air.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.